You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Our anniversary month continues. We're celebrating the 6th anniversary of this great show. Always good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's pretty amazing that we've been doing this for 6 years. Sometimes it seems like it was just yesterday.
It does. It does. It still feels fresh and new and exciting, and our guests keep telling us they're enjoying their participation, so maybe we'll enjoy another 6 after this.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have an exciting return guest to the show. Always enjoy our conversations with Sue. Let's welcome back Sue Rodman. She's the managing editor of 365 Atlanta Family. Sue, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, it's good to have you.
Glad to celebrate your anniversary.
Well, thank you for being part of it. You've been on probably half of those shows,
I think,
somewhere along those lines. So always good to see you. Appreciate you joining us. Before we get into, you have a bunch of exciting family activities around the upcoming holidays. But before we get there, take a quick minute, remind the audience a bit about 365 Atlanta Family.
Well, we are a family travel website where nearly 500,000 people a month find inspiration for adventure in Atlanta, in the Southeast, and even beyond that. And we actually have been named one of the top 50 travel blogs in the U.S.
Wow.
Several times by Expedition.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we're very excited about it, especially when you look at the other folks that are on that list. It's a very impressive list.
Very
so we're
impressive.
Excited about that.
Very, very exciting.
That's so cool. So let's talk a little bit about the holidays. I mean, we were just bantering before the show that we cannot believe that they're here, you know?
Feels like they just were here last year.
I know.
And now we're here again.
I don't know where time flies, but it does. So let's talk about what we can do with the family and the kids over Thanksgiving. What's going on?
Absolutely. Well, a lot of folks over Thanksgiving like to start thinking about the holiday lights. Everybody loves the holiday lights. And Atlantic Station is a great place to go for that. I like Atlantic Station because they also have snow shows.
Ooh, so I didn't know that.
You get a little bit of snow in there with your lights.
Uh-huh.
And they also have an authentic German market. So you can sort of travel around the world right here in Atlanta, which is kind of nice. And then kind of come back to the States and go ice skating. So lots of different things to do at Atlantic Station. And then a lot of people like to get their Christmas tree over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I kind of like to wait a little bit, but a lot of folks like to go there. And rather than just go to Home Depot or to, you know, Lowe's or something like that, kind of make an adventure. Yule Forest, you can go and actually cut your own Christmas tree out there. And they'll give you complimentary apple cider to sip on while you're going and picking out the perfect tree. And on the weekends, they'll do hay rides and have a petting zoo for the kids. So it's very festive.
It's definitely an adventure to do it that way.
It is. And kind of we were talking before, the Rock Ranch, which is just south of Atlanta. I know you said you've never heard of it. Well, that is kind of a very early Disney World here, you know, just south of Atlanta. And they have train rides through a snowflake tunnel. They've got Santa's workshop and they've got lots of lights as well. This is owned by the folks that own Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
So you know it's going to be family friendly and you know it's going to be first class as well.
Hmm.
So those are some of the fun things to do over Thanksgiving. And you'd also asked before about free things.
Right.
So a couple free things that I like are the live nativities that are at several of the churches.
Oh, hadn't thought about that.
And that won't be Thanksgiving weekend. It'll be in December.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole list on 365 Atlanta Family and when you need to go, because sometimes those are a little hard to find because they're done by the churches. But my family likes to go to Sardis. They have a really nice, simple live nativity. And then you can also go up to St. John's where they have a complete Roman market to go through. So some of them are very elaborate and they're free, which is great. And then one of my favorite things to do at the Christmas season to kind of kick it off is the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Christmas Parade.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So I love all the floats. And then the Box Heroes are one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Stormtroopers. They have Stormtroopers that are dressed for the holidays.
Christmas troopers. Okay, I got it. So I think it's important to just remind folks, we just rattle off a lot of intriguing, exciting events. This is all this information can be found on 365 mm-hmm. Atlanta Family, correct?
It can. In fact, we have a post, 150 things to do over the holidays that just kind of lists a lot of this stuff. We talked about lights. We talked about skating. We have lists of all the different places that you can see Christmas lights. We have lists of all the different places that you can go ice skating. And I mean, we're adding to those and updating them all the time.
And you can get it on your newsletter as well. And so you will probably be prompted by some of these great events through the newsletter, yes?
Yes, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Just go to the site, 365 Atlanta Family, and the navigation bar at the top right, you can subscribe to our newsletter. It's a weekly newsletter. We've got some exciting things coming up that I'll talk about a little bit later.
All right. So folks, you got no excuses. There's plenty of amazing things to do over this holiday season. All right. Sue, Carol, and I will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right, we're back with Sue Rodman, managing editor of 365 Atlanta Family.
The holidays are here. We've eaten all the turkey and all the dressing. So what's next is usually holiday shopping. And it also means the kids are out of school and whining that they're bored already.
Yep.
So how can we keep them busy over the long break?
Well, we talked about shopping, and we actually have a post on what to do on Thanksgiving Day.
Ooh.
Beyond shopping. I know there's a big movement now to not shop and spend time with your family. Mm-hmm. So we have an entire post on that. One of my favorite things in that post is a book called Cluetown Books. It's done by a local gentleman, and it's more of a pamphlet. And they, inside the Cluetown's books, there's different puzzles to solve to get to the next place. And it's all based here in Atlanta. So there's a Cluetown book for Decatur, for Piedmont Park. One of my favorites is the Cluetown book for Oakland Cemetery. And it just helps you explore the neighborhoods in a fun way, gets everybody outside, gets them running around a little bit. You can do it with as few or as many people as you want. You can do it with young and old. It's just a great way to kind of get outside and be together with everybody.
Sounds fun.
That kind of stuff is fun.
Like a scavenger hunt, kind of.
Yeah, it is a scavenger
hunt. It's kind of like that. And that's good fellowship and family time.
Right.
You don't have to always be doing commercial type stuff, you know? I mean, that kind of stuff is really, really cool, too.
And you can get Cluetown books online, or you can get them in a lot of the museum shops. So, and it's supporting a local business, which I like.
Right.
Which
I
is
love
really,
that.
Really cool.
It's neat.
No doubt about it. Well, Carol keeps referencing all the kids, but, you know, it's not always about the kids. Is there any exciting date night opportunities here?
Absolutely. Again, I keep saying this, but we have a post that's all, you know, 52 plus date night opportunities. So if you're ever looking for it, via the holidays or other times, you know, we've got you covered there too. Sometimes in the holidays, in order to be able to get away, you got to actually kind of get away a little bit.
Right.
So about 3.5 hours from Atlanta is Thomasville, Georgia. And on December 14th and 15th, they are doing their Victorian holiday celebration, which is really nice. A cute little small town, and they have the streets all dressed up. They've got live music. You can stroll around and see all the storefronts that have their holiday wares out. They've got carriage rides, romantic carriage rides with jingle bells. And then, of course, you know, holiday food. So that's something that's kind of nice to get away from. If you want to kind of stay a little closer to Atlanta, and you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but keeping the Victorian theme, Oakland Cemetery has a Victorian Christmas with carols and a market and Victorian-style pastries and goodies and things like that. So I said you're probably going to laugh about, you know, taking your date to a cemetery.
I like the idea of Victorian pastries, though.
Yeah.
I like that. and frankly, we have featured Oakland Cemetery on the show several times. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of really intriguing, amazing events. So, I mean, it's more than just a cemetery. I assure you that. I was not aware of the Christmas.
Yeah, me either.
I love Oakland. It's, you know, and somebody, if you have a date who doesn't know Atlanta well, they'll be like, what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
But I guarantee you it'll be memorable and it'll be something that they'll really enjoy.
That's fun.
And I can vouch for Thomasville. I have not been to that festival. over the holidays, but I spent a lot of time going through and spending time in Thomasville, and it is a great traditional southern small town. So it's a that would be a lovely place to do a little holiday celebrating. So,
and I hear a lot about the restaurants there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Very, very cool spot. Very, very cool spot.
I like restaurants.
So, gosh, I feel like everything we've talked about is can't miss, but I have to imagine there's probably some other can't miss opportunities that I haven't talked about yet.
Well, we have one really big can't miss opportunity on 365 Atlanta Family. We are doing the 25 days of Christmas. So starting the day after Thanksgiving, we are going to be giving readers presents every day for 25 days. So we're going to be announcing what the prizes are on our Facebook page, 365 Atlanta Family, and then we'll be announcing the winners in our newsletter. So we said before, you know, subscribe to that. But you can either keep this as a gift for you or give it away to somebody else. We have golf rounds of golf at Georgia State Parks. We've got some puppet shows from the Center for Puppetry Arts. We even have a winter $250 to get your car in shape for that holiday trip.
Nice.
And that's from your mechanic, which they actually come to you. So you don't even have to take your car in. Have them, you get $250 and have them come to you and do it.
I like that.
So we've got a photo with Santa package at Atlantic Station. If you want to go to Oakland Cemetery's Victorian Christmas, we've got some tickets to that. So lots and lots of fun things. And as I said, we're giving something away one every day for 25 days.
Wow. Cool.
I've pretty much decided I'm keeping it all. So
there you go.
She said you could give me out as gifts, but whatever. We're not going to.
Well, you know, talking about gifts, one of the things that we're giving away is to go see Mario the Magician. He's going to be in Atlanta at Woodruff Arts Center on February 10th. And I love the idea of giving kids experiences. So that you could give those tickets and give them a magic set with it, or give them, you know, just playing cards, you know, magic cards or something like that, which I think is, I always tell people that's one of my favorite gifts to give, or those types of gifts.
I agree. Good stuff. All right. Well, Sue, we have a lot to get prepared for with all these great events you share with us. So we got to get moving. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you? And where do they learn more about everything exciting happening at 365 Atlanta Family, including joining that mailing list?
You can just go to 365atlantafamily.com and you'll find everything that we talked about here, as well as tons of other stuff. And you can reach me at sue@365atlantafamily.com.
Sue Rodman, Managing Editor of 365 Atlanta Family. As always, my friend, good to be with you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Sue Rodman, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for the moment, but don't worry. The show will be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.